biggest worthless piece of shit on earth. It's not that those messages drag me down. It's that it just sucks because you can't convince people that you're in it for the right reason. So that's why I leaned on you today, John, and I knew that you were on the same page, and I really did appreciate all the words of encouragement, brother.
Absolutely. Dude, I mean, you know, the blunt force truth is a lot of people want to sit there and criticize from the bleachers and the stands. That's why I always say, you know, the man in the arena versus the spectator. They don't grasp really how many eyes you have on you at any given time. I mean, you have so many naysayers out there that want to come against you no matter what you say. They try and bring you down because a lot of it stems from jealousy. A lot of it stems from, like, I know, like, when someone attacks you without really addressing the point that they are attacking you for or the reasoning behind it, and they go towards the cosmetic, like, dude, you're fucking fake, you're blah, blah, blah. That usually stems from jealousy. That's one thing I've noticed a lot. It usually stems from a place that's very insecure, and they're jealous that they're not on your level of success. I mean, really, whatever you want to call success in today's modern age, and to me, success is defined individually. But yeah, you've got a lot of, I've had people that do the same thing to me, dude. They always try and bring you down. They try and, you know, they want to pull you back down to this level of where you should be so humble that you shouldn't strive to do anything amazing with your life because they're not, therefore you should not, and they don't want to support that. And how do I know this? Because I used to be that guy. I used to be very negative-minded. I used to be so just critical of everybody else that was doing something good with their life. And I understand now why. It's because I was personally jealous that I couldn't do that or I didn't do it. And that's where a lot of people have to separate friendships. You know, it also goes down to like family. If you have family, you know, in your life that are bringing you down, whether it be, you know, like people wanting to do fitness or, you know, whatever your goal might be. If you have even family members pulling you down, you've got to make the decision and realize that the truth of it, that you are either going to remain friends with them and be pulled down to their level and never really aspire to or really reach your full potential, or you're going to have to cut sling load and say, look, sorry, I got no room for you in my life, even though we're blood or even though we're best friends, even though we served together, we fought together. If you're going to go that route, you are putting me in the position I am in now to have to cut ties with you and say, get the fuck out of my life, because I'm not going to hold myself back to appease your insecurities and your mediocrity. That's what it boils down to a lot of the times. So these people that just, they want to remain friends with these people, they want to, you know, be cool with everybody. I'm telling you, man, we say all this shit all the time about stand up for what you believe in, stand up even if you stand alone. Not a lot of people, you know, are willing to do that. Not a lot of people are willing to stand up and speak their mind and speak truths according to them for fear of those that will try and, you know, come after them and insult them. And I mean, if you look at, you know, look at the country we're in now, if you say anything that contradicts society's belief, you know, you are viewed as, you know, all these labels they throw at you. I've talked about it over and over again. They'll, you know, homophobic, racist, misogynist, sexist. They'll hit you with everything. But back to the other point was, you know, don't put any thought into the opinions of critics. But I do know where it comes from. It's because you're real. You know, I've met you. We've hung out several times. You're a legit dude that actually gives a fuck. So when someone comes at you and they're insulting the work you're doing, a part of you wants to please everybody to an extent because you actually care. It's not that you're so subservient or you're so humble that it's like, I want to please. It's just because you want your good deeds to be, you know, recognized because you want to show that, hey, I'm doing stuff for other people. But when someone criticizes you like that, yes, it is very insulting. It's very, you know, I can see why it would take it down a little bit because it's just like, you know, why would you say such negative things? I mean, I understand why I get it because I'm just a flat out asshole. That's just how I am. You know, when someone says that, it's like, John, you're a fucking douchebag. Yeah, you're kind of right. I am. But, I mean, you get what I'm saying.
That's how you got to be, man. Honestly, in the end, you know, you talk about critics and things like that, and I think that critics are good, man. Sometimes they bring out your best, and you're right. It does drag you down when you get those few. But, you know, a lot of the stuff that I get is from the veteran community, and it really sucks because I'm out here doing this for those guys, and I'm – you know, my mission isn't solely based on empowering the veteran community, John, and I think you know this. Like, I'll say this on live radio. I say it on all my social medias before. You know, I was an abused child. I came up in an abused home, and I'm talking about sexually, mentally, emotionally, so on and so forth. And so as I started coming up, you know, when I was 16 years old, I made a decision in my life. I said, I'm going to fucking murder the people that abused me when I was a child. And so I made a decision shortly after that. When I found out where these people lived, And I decided to say, you know what, man, one day I want to grow up. I want to have kids. I want to join the military. I want to do something great with my life. So I empowered myself, and then I joined the Marines because that's what I believed in, and they made me a fucking man. And then I did all the things in the Marine Corps that I needed to do. And granted, I wasn't the best, but I gave a shit. And I got out. And my mission when I started social media and started speaking my mind wasn't just to be about the veteran community. It was to be about the men and the women who have been abused or who are being abused right now domestically, physically, or people who have anorexic problems or obesity problems, so on and so forth. And that's why you and I connected so well from the beginning, was that that's not just your mission is about fitness. It's about, let's take care of everybody. And I think that if all these people who criticize and they bash people, whoever it may be, if they took a step back, looked in the mirror, and realized that there's people out there that really just do need help, and mm-hmm. they have to rely on people to have a voice for them, then they would start being a voice themselves. And that's my mission, is to just be a voice for everybody, even if it drags me down. Because in the end, man, we get a shot at life every day, but we die one time. So why not live life to take care of everybody else? Because, dude, we're not here to just breathe fucking air and pay bills. We're here to help somebody somehow, some way, no matter what that may be, whether it be a fun video like some of the stuff that you're putting online now, or whether it be, hey, we're going to blast this fucking guy, or whether it be putting a reality check on somebody or even ourselves. I mean, I know you've called me a couple times, and you're like, dude, you need to tone that shit down. And I'm like, you're right, man. We got to take care of each other no matter what in the end, because we're fucking Americans, and right now America is destroyed. And we got to come together and figure out some type of way to bring it back together. And in my eyes and my vision that I have, John, and everybody else is listening, it starts with me. It starts with my community, the veteran community. It starts with the people who have problems outside of the veteran community. If we can all come together and figure out some type of way to empower each other and enlighten each other, then there will be no fucking darkness. You will never see lightness until you step foot out of the dark. And the only way to do that is put one foot in front of the other. And if you have to lean on somebody to grab your hand to do that, I think that that's very, very important. And I think that, you know, tonight is pivotal, because there's somebody out there that's going to be listening to this right now that is going through some problems. And they lean on you, John. I lean on you. So many people do. And again, there's not too many people out there right now that keep it fucking real and just tell the truth and say, fuck it, I'm going to say whatever I want, no matter what the situation or the circumstance that arises afterwards. You have to be ready to accept the consequences 100%. And I do every day. So in the end, man, none of that bullshit really bothers me. What bothers me is that everybody else has to see it. You know, I'm willing to take the shots, and that's why I got on social media in the first place. Was like, dude, I know it's going to come. But, you know, again, hey, man, life is about empowerment and empowering everybody else around you. And there's too many people out there that I love and respect. To not keep my head up every day, you know, and keep marching forward.
Oh, yeah. And then you look at the amount of followers that you've got versus, you know, the people that are going to send you these derogatory messages. It screams, you know, it screams that, hey, you know, you're doing a lot of good out there. You know, we've had people on this show called in that, you know, they heard it and, you know, they were contemplating thoughts of suicide that they said it helped them. You honestly, dude, you honestly just never know, because you can say something in passing without even really putting much focus or much attention on it. And you'll get a message like, that saved my life. And it's very humbling, and it's actually kind of scary, because it definitely makes you take into account really what you're saying and how you're saying it, because you don't want to be the reason that somebody gives up. That's why, you know, when we talk about this 22 a day veteran suicide stuff, it's like, where are the positive examples that we have out there of veterans setting an example or a precedent saying, look, this is how I'm dealing with it. This is how I get by in my life, or just in general, not even just for veterans, but for everybody, rape survivors, you know, all these horrible things that they deal with out there. Who is setting a real standard? But the problem is, with the truth comes the offensive side of it. The truth is a very difficult thing for a lot of people to grasp. And the thing that I think separates a lot of people is, coming from a military background, you're exposed to the truth from a very, very young age. You know, when you are fucked up, Your platoon sergeant, whoever, will tell you, you're fucked up. Unfuck yourself. You know, I take, for example, like, I posted Graham Allen, friend of mine, on social media. He's an Army veteran as well. A lot of followers on Instagram. I know Graham personally. I work with him. He's part of Team Integrity. And Graham is the most down-to-earth, humble guy you would ever meet. And he's funny. He's got a great heart. Well, Graham posts a video today talking about, you know, he's the rant guy. He loves doing his rants. And he's funny. He's always funny with it. And he says, you know, the name of the video was Things We Want to Say to Fitness People. And you want to talk about how easily people get so butthurt these days. At the beginning of the video, he says, Things We Want to Say to Fitness People. By the way, I'm talking about myself here. It's a joke. And then he goes into it. And he says a lot of just funny things, a little off the wall, but it's funny. And you should see the comments people make that take it just way out of context. You have all these stupid white knights wearing tinfoil looking like a bunch of idiots. You know, well, that's just not funny. That's blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my God, we live in a generation of fucking morons that people will take everything and just run with it. And just extreme. I posted, you know, I was watching Dana and Rob Bailey's Snapchats and they're going vegetarian now. You know, honestly, do I give a fuck if someone's a vegetarian? Not at all. You do you. I don't care. Me, I'm going to eat meat. I love cheeseburgers. But I made a joking video. A joking video just saying, you know, oh, vegetarianism leads to like this, that, and the other. It leads to like voting Democrat and blah, blah. I just slid the voting Democrat in there just as a fucking joke. And of course, you got like a bunch of people in the thread getting so butthurt. Like, well, I just don't think that vegetarianism is a joke. It's not something to be joked about. I'm joking at the fact that you're not laughing. And it's got to be very difficult for you to sit down with that stick up your ass. I mean, I seriously want to pull that thing out and beat you with it because you're a fucking moron. And you can't say shit like that because, oh, that's just so offensive. You beat a woman. Look, I'm sorry. But some people need a fucking boot upside the head to make them wake the fuck up and say, look, stop being such an overseer. And I get it. I get that there are times that we should be serious and times that we can be funny. But it's just, you know, some people, oh, man, they are like very, very serious. Others, I just don't find that funny at all. You know, like I talked about in the Instagram videos, like why the chicken crossed the road. Get to the other side, and all of a sudden they start harping on chickens and roads, and they start just dissecting it down and blowing it all out of proportion. You're just like, dude, I mean, these social justice warriors, this generation, I'm getting the feeling, though, that a lot of people are starting to get very sick and tired of the political correctness in this country because I see it a lot more now. People are like, this is getting ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, just the phrase, you need to man up. What's that supposed to mean? Are you sexist? It means you need to fucking grow a set of balls that have testosterone and act like a fucking man. Oh, that's stereotyping. Oh, no, you're just a fucking moron. That's all it is to it. You're just a moron.
John, we just got a message from the Chicken Coalition. They asked if you please stop offending chickens.
I am offending chickens. I'm sorry. Chicken lives matter.
Oh, fuck, man. Jesus. Dude, it sounded like I was in a church now, bro. I literally got a fucking boner. My pants shifted hard left. Good on you.
Did you get boners in church?
No, well, I'm not in
church. What kind of church do you go to?
Dude, when I was younger, man, there was this hot chicken church, of course. But right now I'm out on the ranch. I just got done shooting some guns and stuff and shooting some film and just bullshitting around.
You shoot the 50, weren't you? Was it the 50?
There's peace and quiet out here right now, brother. There's peace and quiet.
Nice. But yeah, we talked about that today, and it was just kind of like one of those things that people just over-exaggerate everything. You can't say anything these days without getting a backlash. And sometimes I honestly wake up and I think, who can I offend today? How can I offend somebody today? Because I love it. I love offending people with truth. Not just me going out of my way to be an asshole, but just speaking my mind on what I feel might be the truth on something. And people will just, oh my God, I can't believe you would say that. That's just so mean and so rude. When people go like that with me, it's like, have you ever spoken with a veteran? Have you ever talked to a military member? Because that's kind of how we all are. That's why I love military. You know, veterans, they're my people. They get me, you know, and it's just one of those things that, you know,
You can just be yourself around any vet, man. I did an appearance, it was this last weekend. I did some stuff with Wishes for Warriors, and I had some buddies of mine come out, J-Tots and a few other people that were out there. And the cool thing is, man, is as I was standing there, you know, I had a long day, dude. I was tapped out, and they all were asking me, like, hey, man, you feeling all right? How you doing, brother? You okay? Can I get you some, like, what can I help you with? That's the beautiful thing about it is when guys get out of the military after serving however many years, a lot of us struggle. But if we can find ourselves again by surrounding ourselves with people who empower you, then you'll never, ever fucking fail. And I get it all the time, dude. People are like, Tank, you're a fucking, oh, man, you must make a lot of money, a lot of this, a lot of that. And I go, actually, I don't make that much money at all. All I do is I just go out and fucking have fun every day, but I do it with veterans. That's what makes me happy. So I'm out there every day trying to just have fucking fun and realize that tomorrow is never promised, you know? So yeah. I try to leave all that stupid shit behind that you and I talked about this morning. And, you know, big shout out to those guys this last weekend for just being there for me and recognizing, hey, man, there might have been a small little issue, but, you know, I'm not perfect, man, and I'm a fucking go-getter, and I think everybody understands that. But, you know, the cool thing is that for people who have never served in the military or who have served in the military that are listening right now, you, if you've served, you understand exactly what we're talking about. If you haven't served, I'm telling you right now, it's probably the greatest feeling in the earth, and I hope that you guys have somebody that you can lean on like we do in the veteran community. And now it seems to be kind of few and far between because there's only a few people who really do keep it fucking real 100 all the time. But, you know, I think that that's important is that, you know, we need to come back together and embrace each other and say, dude, let's fucking be on this ride together, man, because it might be bumpy, but we got the shocks to fucking prove it, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's probably why a lot of dudes that get out, you know, feel so isolated because they see themselves, I mean, their whole, you know, for a lot of them, their entire adult life, their youth, they were brought up in a very alpha male type of environment. They were brought up in a very truthful, serious environment where nothing gets sugarcoated, nothing gets bullshitted. It's all, you know, you lay it out on the line, you speak your mind. If you're fucked up, you're fucked up. You get corrected, you fix yourself. Now they go into an environment, a society that is just very, we got to candy coat everything. Watch how you say things. And the fucked up thing about it is if you really think about it, the military has already turned that way. It's already that way. I saw it as an SGL at Fort Stewart. It's everywhere. So now there's an isolation in the warfighter generation and this newer generation that there's nothing in common anymore. I mean, you can't sit there and go up and make a fucking dead baby joke. Is it offensive? Fuck yeah, it's offensive, but it's a joke. You're not serious about it. And people don't understand that. They don't understand that line of dark humor that veterans create because it's a coping mechanism. When you deal with combat, when you deal with these horrendous situations of watching your buddy just getting smeared across the road from an IED explosion, you've got to find a way to cope. And dark humor, for me, is a lot of the go-to of just this is how my mind deals with it. Otherwise, I'll go fucking insane. I mean, if you think about the prolonged exposure to combat environments that this generation of warfighters has experienced, you know, numerous deployments, it's just, is it really any wonder why we have veterans now that are just, they're shocked. It's like a culture shock coming back to America. And it's like, well, you can't say that. That's offensive. Well, fuck you and your feelings. I don't care. I mean, Jesus, I mean, we've become such a nation of overly sensitive fucking crybabies that want to bitch and moan about everything that doesn't go our way. Or if somebody says something that's rude, you know, I was raised Christian. So when I see someone, you know, post a Jesus joke, is it offensive to me? Yeah, but I just move on. I don't let it bother me. I choose not to let it bother me. It's like, whatever, the guy's going to hell. I don't care. It's just, you know, but people, they go out of their way to censor other people. Don't say that. You can't say that. It's not right. It's not politically correct.
It's sad. We've got some serious fucking vaginas in the world today. Like what happened to the men who chopped fucking wood and
picked
their women up and fucked the shit out of them and came home and take care of business and blah, blah, blah. What? I think it was a couple weeks ago. I was out at a bar in Fort Worth, Texas.
I just got to say, I fucking love you, dude. I fucking love you.
Because I'm a fucking man, dude. I do shit to be a man. Like, who? I got fucking balls between my legs because God was like, be a fucking man, son. So I'm out 2 weeks ago. I'm at a bar on 7th Street, and there's these little fucking frat fags and sorority sluts running around this fucking bar, and I'm sitting here just looking normal like I always am and shit. My fucking half-ass beard that I'm still trying to grow after 6 months, and I got my stupid hat on and shit, and I'm all tattooed out, and this dude kind of bumps into me, and he just looks at me, and he's like, oh, excuse you. And I said, dude, I will smash my fucking balls on your girl's chin after I pull your teeth out with pliers. Get the fuck out of my way. And he's like, what the? And then his friend got all like, oh, my God, we're telling the bouncer. And luckily, I knew who the bouncer was. He and I went to high school together. He comes over there, and he's like, man, what's the problem? And I was like, dude, these fucking pussies. I was like, you got to be shitting me, man. This fucking bitch got totally offended because I told him I was going to bang his girl's throat, basically, and I was going to pull his fucking teeth out. Here's the deal.
Well, I mean,
it might be a little bit overboard and be a little crazy, but I was with a bunch of veterans, and they were all looking to be like, yeah, good call, good call, like giving me that look. And all his buddies are like, I just made an A on my test, and I go to Harvard. Like, fuck you, man. Anyway, moral of the story is they're fucking, there's so many weak-ass sisters out there right now. You can say anything to anybody, and if it's a little bit overboard, they lose their fucking shit. And to be honest with you, I would have put my balls on his girl's chin, and I'd have pulled his fucking teeth out with pliers. But in the end, you know, shit happens, and we are few and far between. That's why I tell everybody now, like, dude, ban fucking skinny jeans. Ban these weak bitches who can't fucking take jokes and be real men. You don't have to serve your country in a uniform to serve your fucking country or be real or fucking chop wood or go home and grab your fucking lady and bang the shit out of her and go to work the next day and just be an all-American. It's too few and far between. And I'll, if I don't shut the fuck up now, dude, I'll get real heated, man.
I think I just got a chubby.
What was that, Dan?
I just got a chubby.
Is that what it's like listening to me sometimes? Is that what it's like, Dan?
I'll tell you right now, if I was gay, I'd screw the shit out of both of you.
Jeez, dude. I'm like motivated as fuck. I just want to go punch some hippies right
and
now.
Here's the problem, Vince, is that we got guys that they're too fucking weak. Like, men need to be cocky, self-centered, overbearing, and they do not know the meaning of fucking fear because they're fear itself. It's too fucking sad. Like, some of these pansy-ass motherfuckers, I bet if they heard a fucking noise in their house, that they'd send their little girlfriend to go check it out. Like, what happened to the dudes that'll blood choke the fuck out of a bitch who stepped on their fucking toes? Like, those are the men that we need these days. And it's like, damn, who the fuck is running our country right now? It's so sad. And it's,
you know,
not
the
even,
sad thing?
I'm not even talking about Obama, dude. I'm talking about these weak-ass men that walk the fucking streets right now. That you look at them and you're like, damn, I wouldn't even... Dude, if I was paid $1 million, I would not serve next to this weak fucking sister. It's so sad.
Bro. Bro. All I can say is testify.
Fuck them fucking pussies, dude. I just drank some beer while I said that.
Oh, my God. I think, like, every female listener we have right now just got pregnant.
Yeah, right? I'm looking for a box of tissues.
It's the truth, though, John. Gentlemen, ladies, that's the truth, and we all know it's the fucking truth. It's sad, dude, because we got guys who are just weak fucking bitches. They forget that they have a sack between their legs for a reason. It's not to just reproduce, but if I had my way, I would take those weak motherfuckers, I'd stand on the top of the mountain like a Spartan king, and I would cast them to the fucking bellows while I looked down at the women and I said, let's fucking keep marching on. Because we don't have that no more. We don't fucking have it no more. And it's so sad, dude. It makes me sick. And that's the problem, is all these, it's the weak motherfuckers that are like, oh, this guy's too crazy. No, we're not crazy, bitch. We're just original, and that's how it should fucking be. While your weak ass sits back in your little fucking Yugo Fiat, and you go to your, do your little fucking bullshit every day, and you forget you're a fucking man, and you should be ready to fight at any moment for anything, whether it be right and freedom, for your fucking girl, for your kids, for your brethren, for your fucking sisters, your grandma, your mom. Stop being a weak fuck if you're listening in on this, and grab your fucking nuts and do what you're supposed to do here in America. Because there's other countries right now that men would fucking give everything just to be able to step foot on our soil and soak up what we fucking have.
And you know, as soon as this thing posts to the Facebook page and we publish it to iTunes, there are going to be so many just butthurt offended. He just sounds like he's full of himself. He sounds like a douchebag. I wouldn't. And then you've got your you know, your people out there. It's kind of like, yeah, I get where he's coming from. He's right. He's absolutely right.
It's true. It's going to happen, bro. We know that there's going to be people like, oh, this guy's crazy for sure. But in the end, they're too scared to fucking step out of the darkness to hit the light. They're too scared to look in the mirror and check themselves. That's it.
Well, let's go ahead. We got about 25 minutes left. Let's take some callers.
Love you, John. Love you.
I love you too, bro.
Oh, shit.
That's what it's like listening to me, man. I finally got a taste of my own medicine. I love it.
I don't know what to
fucking
do
with
myself
love it
right now. I'm like,
let's take some callers, man. Right. Let's hear what people got to say. Let's get in on this.
He says, Dan, do what he says.
If you're listening in and you're trying the old number, I changed it. It's 315-715-8511.
It is. Let me post it in the comments real quick. It is 315-715-8511.
Right,
so I just post the number in the comments section. If you'd like to call in and talk to Tank, ask him a question, whatever the case, regarding anything, feel free to call us. and give us your opinion on, well, whatever the hell you want, or if you just want to talk to Tank, because now you got him on the air.
You're very politically correct, very kind and caring operator is standing by. Don't say a douche when you
cry. Oh, man, that was legit. That was good. And you're absolutely right, dude. And the sad thing is it's already infected the military. The military is, you know, a lot of people in the military are acting like that. And alpha males pretty much have to go into hiding because they don't want to offend people. They don't want to step on any toes. It's now turned to this whole generation of just a bunch of fucking pussies. And you're just kind of like, I can't deal with this. You feel like you are honestly alone. And you see this country that brought you up where men were men, where we had our fathers and our grandfathers that stood up and defended our right to do and say as we feel and not be discriminated against. I mean, it's almost to the point where we are being discriminated against for being, you know, not conformist to this new age generation of.
Well, not to cut bitches. You off, John, but just so you know, brother, there are still men out there who have the right mentality, and I don't want to cut those guys short. You know,
oh yeah,
there
of
are
course.
Men out there right now that are fucking men, and they deserve, you know, just as much as we do or anybody else. Because I'm not the greatest, but what I'm saying is that. There's some fucking pussies, but we still have men out there who are hard-charging individuals that
yeah.
just don't get recognized as nuts, you know, as much as they should.
Oh, absolutely. I fully agree.
We have
it's,
a call.
It's
we
sad.
Have a call.
Do what?
We have a call on the line here.
All right. Put it through.
480, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? So, I was listening to Tank, and, man, I tell you what, such a freedom boner out of that one right there. That little rant right there, because like I got the army at 2 years ago, a year less than you, John,
mm-hmm.
and I went straight to college, you know, no break. I took my little terminal leave and whatnot, but and I started out at a community college. Now I'm at a major university, but so check this out. It's like you get out there and you see these kids that are. Not just like so butthurt about anything and everything, but dude, they are just sensitive about what you can and can't say around campus. It's scary. It's like this is just campus life. You're scared to say something on campus life. What's gonna happen when you actually get to the real fucking world, man?
Yeah.
You know, you get that boss that's just a real douche. Like I've had staff sergeants before who were just douches. And they're like, how are they supposed to handle that shit, you know? That's what worries me. Like, this is our future.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's our future, brother. You're right, man. But in the end, like, all we can do is just be ourselves and do what we got to do and try to be a voice. We can never, ever control any of that stuff. And that's the shitty thing is that the only way that you're gonna, and I told somebody today, I said, you can't sit in the shadows and be a face. You have to be a voice. You have to be heard. And that's the only thing that we can do about something like that. And you're right 100% is that it sucks, dude. I see it every day. I've been out of the Marine Corps for 2 years, and I see it every day. And it hurts me, but what counterbalances that makes me feel 100 times better is knowing when I look at my fellow veterans that I love to death that always are out there for me, I'm like, we got real motherfuckers, dude. Those dudes in the back, they're just walking in the shadows while we're up in the front running. So, you know, just remember that, dude. We're all here for the same reasons, and we all feel what you're saying.
I think the biggest thing that we need more of, though, is more people to be outspoken about these issues and not be afraid of retribution from these social justice warriors out there. Because honestly, all they have are keyboards. That's it. You know, but if people start continue taking the high road and not going after these people and putting them in their place. Because, I mean, coming up through the ranks, if Private Burke mouthed off to an NCO, that sergeant would look at me and just tell me to shut the fuck up. And, you know, I would do it. It's like, you're right. Because, you know, you recognize that somebody, you know, you're dealing with an expert. You're dealing with a guru. So when the guru speaks, you shut the fuck up and listen. So when you have these people out there that, you know, and I didn't want to get into this, but, like, talking with a demo from Cop Block, you know, he lives in an alternate reality, and there's just no connection there. It's very difficult to, you know, debate on the same plane of existence, because if you're not living in the same world I am, there's just nothing to debate. And it's the same with these social justice warriors. They want life to be fair. And the thing is, life is not fair. You know, we want to get rid of bullies. Guess what? Bullies are always going to exist. So you got to make yourself bully proof. You're always going to have assholes out there. So guess what? You make yourself asshole proof. You thicken, you get your skin thick. You pull up your freaking big boy britches and you fucking deal with it. You don't sit there and go crying. And it's like the tactic that most of these social justice warriors use. I saw one today on some kind of racial inequality thing at Yale. And this woman is talking to this professor. He's standing there with a calm face. And she is like screaming in his face. Screams like, this isn't fair. And it's like, dude, I'm sorry. I don't believe in hitting a woman. But it's to the point where it's like you need to fucking tell these people either you shut the fuck up or I'm going to knock your teeth down your throat. Because I don't know who you think you're talking to. But if I can sit here and talk to you with respect like an adult and then you want to play the route of a kid, I'm going to treat you like a kid and take the belt off and start whooping that ass. That's what we need more of these days. I think we've deterred a lot from not even spanking our children anymore, not even putting the fear of God in the fact, you know, you would call an elderly man sir and an elderly woman ma'am. You would hold the door for a woman, but now you have feminism coming in saying, well, I can hold the door for myself. Well, then fuck you, bitch. Hold the door for yourself then. I was just trying to be nice. You know, I hate that kind of stuff. It's kind of like you want to do good. You want to, you know, have chivalry, but we're in a generation now to where you're looked down upon if you try and go that route. People accuse you of all manner of things, and it's that sad. Like, when I was with Aaron Hart in L.A., you know, he told me that he was like, you know, I was going into this one restaurant, and I held the door for like three different people, and not a single one of them said thank you. It's like in the South, when you do that, they will always look and say thank you. You know, they're very polite. It's like it's just going away. Those types of things are no longer in existence because people have just seemed to lose the ability to respect other people. And it's one of those things that you're gonna put some respect on that name. Well, what have you done to earn the respect? You know, that's a lot of the other things. It's like you're gonna respect me for what? What have you done that would earn my respect? That, you know, I mean, you get what I'm saying.
I got you. You know what? You want to hear a funny story? I was coming out of CVS the other day. Shameless plug for them right there. And I walked out the door, and this older lady, typical New Yorker, is like, what? You're not going to hold the door for a lady? And I'm like, ma'am, it's
when I see one, I'll let you know.
It opens by itself.
That's fucking hilarious.
People. We got another caller here.
Let's go ahead, put him through.
423-423, what's up? You're on with John and Tank.
Go ahead, put him through.
Yeah, I just wanted to let y'all know that I am the wife of a real man. My okay. husband, who only has one arm, we're cattle farmers, and he outworks most 25-year-olds.
Yep.
And he's one of the funniest men I've ever met in my life.
Sounds like you got a good man.
Yeah, I mean, that's how he got me to fall in love with him. He told me how he lost his arm. He used to be a gynecologist.
That joke is offensive. I know a one-armed gynecologist. He finds that offensive. He's also vegan that papes and CrossFits and is a vegetarian. That is offensive, ma'am.
Well, actually, now there was an alien up in there.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Oh, and his first wife got the prosthetic arm in the divorce.
Oh my God! Did he tell you this?
Yeah.
Did he ever tell you this joke? You ready? Knock,
yeah.
Knock.
I didn't hear you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Great story, but bye-bye, not you. Next caller, please.
That's fucked up, man. That is fucked up.
813, what's going on? You're on with John and Tank.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
What's going on,
good,
brother?
What's up, brother?
Quick question, David, man. So I went to college after I got out of the Army, and I went to culinary school. So I'm sitting there doing my thing, and some douche comes up and just pushes me while I have my knives in my hand. And so, you know, I basically verbally assault him, I guess, or put him in a safe space. And then the next day, I'm here sitting in front of security.
I'm going to find your fucking
security.
Safe space. Put your head through it.
And I'm getting threatened to get expelled here for saying, like, what the fuck is your deal, man? You know, it's fucking ridiculous. And it's like, I don't even, and some professor turned me in and said I threatened to kill him, which I would never do that, you know? And then it's like I go to Safeway, I pick up some groceries with my wife, and somebody accuses me of stealing something, baby food, because my daughter's eating something. It's like, I would never steal anything from you guys. It's like, I feel like every day it's just getting worse to that point where, like, veterans, you know, just, like, I don't even want to go out of my house because I'm afraid I'm going to offend somebody. It's like, how do you cope with that, and how do you deal with that? Like, what's your advice for that?
You just stand up and, you know, be proud of who you are. It's almost the point where kind of like, ish. It's like, we're here, we're offensive, get used to it. It's one of those things.
Yeah, dude. Keep going, man. That's it.
How it was for, like, the homosexual community for a long time. It's like they had to be closeted about their views. And it's almost to the point where it feels like we're the same way. It's like, don't be quiet. Get back in the closet. Don't speak truth. Don't be offensive with that truth. Stop that. That's not nice. You're going to hurt their feelings. What's wrong with you? You're going to make them cry. And now it's the point where it's like, I'm telling them to get the fuck out of the closet in a non, you know, way. And just fucking be real, man. Talk about these things. Address these things. But nobody wants to do it because people are just, they're triggered. They're so
fucking
scared
triggered to fucking say something. Hey, here's the deal, bro. What veterans do, or what I do, or maybe John does, we say things that everybody really wants to say, but they're too scared because they're afraid of the consequences. Like the other day, I was at a quick trip. I think I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and this chick said, move your big ass Suburban over. And I said, get my balls off your chin. And then I just climbed in my fucking Suburban. And she looked at me like, what the fuck? But here's the deal. I got in my Suburban and I fucking rolled off and I just laughed my ass off at myself because I was like, man, fuck them. I don't even care. Because in the end, what's it going to do? You got a First Amendment right, so just utilize it. Nobody really cares, man. And that's the thing is that if you say the things that you've always really wanted to say to people or whatever, you're going to live a lot happier life. So no matter what, dude, I get it. These people are going to get offended. But just keep fucking rolling, bro. Don't worry about any of that other fucking bullshit that comes with it because those guys are always going to be in their little nutshell while your ass is fucking crawling on the beach. Fuck them.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I think it kind of stems from like this need of people wanting to please other people and make as many friends as possible. And I think once you realize that real recognizes real and you're going to draw a specific kind of crowd to you, the kind of crowd that you draw towards you is how you basically are interpreted by other people. So if people see you as being a fake, a pushover, a just someone who's just putting on a front, those are going to be the people you attract to you. But real, like I said, real recognizes real. And offensive people recognize offensive people, especially when it comes down to them spitting the truth. And it's like, you know what? I like that guy. I might not agree with everything he says, but he's honest. He, you know, and that's what I love about veterans. And not just veterans in general, but truthful people is that they are the most loyal people out there. That's like, look, you know, Colin Wayne and I are friends. And, you know, I told Colin sometime back, it's like, I'm never going to sugarcoat shit with you. I'm going to tell you straight truth. And it's like, it might hurt your feelings. I might be wrong. You and I can go at it all we want. But at the end of the day, I was like, I guarantee you'll respect me and I'll respect you because we're men and we can stand up and fucking talk about things. And it's just one of those things that no one does that anymore. And being out in L.A., dude, it was like it just being in the Hollywood environment, it felt so fucking disgusting. It was like
you felt like you wanted to jack off a dude or something while you were out there?
Not necessarily that, but it was just like I felt isolated. I felt alone, dude. I felt like there is nobody here. I felt like I was starving. Like I couldn't connect with anybody. It was like this just isn't real. I fucking hate it here. And the crazy part is – We were in this club, and you know I'm talking to this I guess she's an assistant to Tara Reid. Yeah, I'll name drop. What's up? I'm a big deal. So she's telling me about, you know, she recognized me and she was like, I love your videos. I love your pro gun stance. And she's like, you'd be surprised how many of these celebrities own weapons, but they can't say anything about it. Otherwise, they will be crucified. I was like, why? Because they need fans to like them. It's like, well, fuck the fans if they don't like them. That's the thing that, you know, blows my mind. It's just people are so afraid to speak the truth and be who they truly are. So what they turn into is just slaves to society. And now it used to be that if you were weak, you know, you were told to shut the fuck up because you're weak. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Nowadays, all these weak people have a voice because of social media. Now we can make things go viral. Well, who the fuck cares? Tell them to shut the fuck up and get in their place. Know your role and shut the fuck up. You know, it's just, and those are the things that piss me off, that no one wants to stand up and speak out against these people. No one wants to put them in their place and say, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know how the real world works. Just hush your mouth. Hush your mouth and learn. Watch other people. It's just, yeah.
I just highlighted that in my Bible.
There you go.
Like 2 weeks ago. You ever lived in a big city? Well, I visited Cleveland once. Shut up.
It's the truth, man. We need more callers?
They're coming in and out. Here we go. We got one on the line here. 740-740, what's going on?
Yeah, John?
Yes, sir.
I was amazed I got through. Hey, I'm listening to this whole thing on online right now, and I really feel that the problem is not all about adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about kids. And I had a funny story that I just thought your viewers would just love this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going grocery shopping today, went inside the grocery store, and this little four-year-old flies the bird my way. And I'm looking at the parent, and the parent saw it, didn't do anything about it. So being the wonderful, outstanding gentleman that I am, I walked up to the parent and said, "Do you mind if I give your kid some candy?" From a stranger, which totally shocked me, she says, "Yeah, it's perfectly okay." So I had a bag of M&Ms, gave him the M&Ms, kind of waved at him, smiled at him, and went on about my business. I get to the front of the thing, pay for my stuff. I asked for the manager to come over. I said, "There's a kid over there that put some M&Ms in his pocket. You might want to take care of that." All of a sudden, there are like four people on that parent, on that kid, and I walk on out of the grocery store. Just thought you the problem that's being expressed here is about men being men. The problem is kids disrespectful. The generation that we're in right now is absolutely horrible. The kids need to be raised better, and that's where we can start making the change for the next generation. That's how I feel. My kids are a yes, ma'am, no, no, sir, yes, sir, to anybody they know, and they're raised to where you don't base something off of skin color at all. You find your inner.
We lose them?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. That happens sometimes. I've kind of heard that story before. I read it on an internet article, so I don't know how truthful that was. But I do agree with the kids being raised better, you know, because now I think we're seeing the generation that wasn't spanked come into adulthood, and you're seeing them, you know, becoming more vocal. You're seeing them hit college, and it's bad enough that a lot of these people think they just know it all. It's kind of like, dude, you're in college. Honestly, you don't know shit. You really don't. It's not insulting your level of intelligence. It's basically saying your level of experience is non-existent. All you know is academics. That's it. Your skills and experience on real life is virtually non-existent. So you basically are listening to what these college professors have said and indoctrinated you into, as far as a lot of them are just incredibly, you know, huge liberals. They're very big onto that stuff. And so they basically, in a sense, almost brainwash a lot of these kids, and they buy into it, and they think that's just the way the universe works. And reality is, it doesn't. You know, we have a lot of, honest to God, we have a lot of educated idiots out there, sadly enough.
Oh, yeah. Take one more
call. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Right. And I'm not knocking college. Don't get me wrong. I think it's needed. I think it's a wonderful thing to use, you know, but don't use your college degree as if that's the end-all be-all and you know everything, because in reality you don't. You don't. Even I, at 32 years old, been around the world several times, I don't know it all, you know, but I am open-minded enough to actually try and learn things. But a lot of people's like, no, it's gotta be this way, it's gotta be this.
And don't use your power as a teacher to push your political views on our youth. That's
your
views, not necessarily what their views are.
Oh yeah, a lot of them do. All these these professors, these feminists, I mean, it's ridiculous, man. But we got any more callers?
We got... Oh, that one just dropped. 717.
Take one more caller.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hello, my name is Rebecca, and my husband served 15 years, and he wanted to do his 20 years to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of any military member getting kicked out, told not to return, wasn't able to out process, wasn't able to do all that stuff? He had to handle his VA stuff. Normally they give you like paperwork and stuff to fill out for the VA to go in. He had to do that all himself. And he finally got his disability. But have you ever heard of that happening to a military soldier before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. there's all types of cases out there that are unjustified. I mean, I'll be honest with you, playing neutral party here, I don't know what was in your husband's background. I don't know what the events that occurred that led up to this. I really can't sit there and just point the finger at the Army and say, you're bad. I mean, I don't know. I know from experience that when a lot of people, and I'm not accusing you of this by any means, but I know when a lot of people complain, there's more to the story than it just being one side in the Army. It's just bad. There are a lot of, you know, other factors to take into consideration without just casting judgment right off the bat. But as far as if it was unjustified, yes, I have heard of that several times. And a lot of that needs to go up through, you know, the Inspector General writing your congressman and making as much stink about it as possible, getting the press on it to where they can pick that story up, you know, and it'll gain some traction and get the eyes of some very important people. But yeah, I have heard of stuff like that happening.
Okay, because our congressman got onto it, and that's how he was able to finish out processing and stuff like that. And he got honorable discharge because they were going to give him less than honorable.
Other than honorable?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, so he wasn't the only one because we never heard of that before.
Well, I mean, the question that comes to mind is why were they offering him an other than honorable? What events transpired that made this happen? That's the question. I don't, as many fucked up units as there are out there, I have never heard of a single unit, you know, just going after somebody without any type of cause or reasoning behind it, especially when an other than honorable discharge is in order. That takes some string pulling. That means you've done some really fucked up things. I'm not accusing your husband of that by any means. I don't know. But, yeah, there's a lot of sketchiness behind that. So,
Tank, what do you think about that one? That's a good subject.
To be honest with you, I'm kind of, actually, I just seen a bunch of hogs in front of my Jeep, and I just almost shot one while we were live on the radio. So I kind of missed that last part. As fucked up as that may sound, I apologize, but there was about 30 that rolled up to this feeder, and I just almost blasted them all.
You're good. Well, let's end it here then. It's been an hour. I want to keep these things to an hour so we don't bore the listeners. I appreciate everybody listening in. If you would do me a favor, share this video, like, leave a comment. Tank, thank you very much for coming on and basically giving us a fucking moto boner. That was truly intense. Fucking legit, dude. Thank you for coming on. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you guys, man, for having me. It really meant a lot. And, you know, I hope that, you know, we got some good valid points across, and I hope that everybody was listening. Everybody understands that what they heard tonight was just 100% real from all three who were on board.
Yeah.
You know, so if anybody ever has any questions or needs or you know, wants to know more or has any questions for me, you know, you can go to my Instagram at Tank Machine, TankMachine. John and I are always talking. So whoever follows John, I follow him too. So everything you guys see, I'm a fan as well and also a brother. So thank you guys so much for listening in. And John, thank you guys for having me tonight. I truly feel blessed and honored that you would ask me to come on.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you for coming on, man. It means the world to me. Seriously, thank you very much.
For sure, brother. You coming out soon so we can link up?
I am, yeah. I should be down there in about 2 weeks. But before you go, can we get a real quick freedom?
Yes. Freedom! Is that good enough?
That's perfect, brother. That was perfect.
Well, there's no fucking hogs out here now, John. I had to do that one for you. So.
That's why I asked you to do it, just to piss you off.
Fucking dick bag.
Oh, play us out, Dan. Play
All
us
right,
out.
You're listening to Firefight Radio.
Brother.
Brought to you by InTheArenaFitness.com. We'll see you next week. You started something that you just couldn't stop. You turned